It's time for our Encourage Foundation report. Saw these two ladies last night at the big Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce's Mardi Gras celebration. They had a nice display on the Tribune building project, and also some of the brewmasters were there. And yes, I did sample some. Because they asked me to. Would have been rude for me not to.
Of course.
Anyway, we got Carol Davis and Corey Anfinson from Encourage. And we're going to be talking about a number of topics, but we got some about grants, Speak Your Peace community survey release event, and a scholarship deadline. So with that, happy Valentine's Day, ladies.
Happy Valentine's Day, Carl.
Okay.
Hi, Carl. Nice to see you again today.
Yes, yes. So you guys were having fun last night at the at your display.
We absolutely had a blast. It was a glorious event.
Yeah,
it was.
They had the Mardi Gras cake.
Oh, the king cake.
The king cake.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I didn't have a baby in mind.
Oh, darn. Yes, it was made locally by Jacqueline at Higher Grounds Bakery, and we were actually honoring the architect of the Tribune building, which is Concordia, and they are based out of New Orleans, and they introduced us to king cake. We had never heard of it.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
And if I guess the fun part of king cake is the one who gets the baby. You got a prize.
They got a prize, yes. And supposedly you get prosperity going forward.
Okay.
And that could include having a baby, but, you know, not for everybody. So.
Yeah. The lady goes, what? Okay. Let's talk about some grants. What if grants?
Yes. We think what if grants are one of the best kept secrets in our community. And we just wanted to create some greater awareness about that these grants are available through Encourage. And what if grants are grants that if you have a great idea and you it's an idea that brings people together, we want to promote collaboration through what if grants. You don't have to be a registered nonprofit to apply for this. We are promoting, you know, great ideas between community members, residents with great ideas. And so
it could be two businesses that want to work together on something.
It would, and partnerships type, a lot. Let me give you a good example. So
sure, sure.
One is Marley's Mile. I don't know if you're familiar with Marley's Mile, but Chris and Bill Jarvis are community members who walked their dog Marley around Lake Wasatcha. And by the dam, there was some restoration being done. They had done a little bit of clearing. And they thought, wow, wouldn't this be a great place for monarch habitat? So they applied for a What If grant through Encourage. And we're working with other partners because we asked that you be working with two or three other partners on a project. So they got some other people to partner. And they applied for funding for seeding. And so they seeded that area. So if you walk by the dam near Wasatcha, Lake Wasatcha, you'll see this stretch, probably 200 yards long, of flowers and prairie plants that are conducive to pollinators, including butterflies and bees. And it's just beautiful. And that is Marley's Mile is what they call it. And
oh, cool.
It's dedicated to their dog, Marley, who has since passed on. But that is a lasting reminder
cool.
of their walks around the lake with Marley. And it's a wonderful habitat for butterflies.
So how were these grants created? Or how are they funded? Was there a donor to Encourage that said, this is what I want to create with my donation? Or
no, it's unrestricted grant funding through Encourage.
Okay.
And we have a limit of up to $2,500. So,
okay.
But some of the guidelines we are looking for. These requests would help with expenses, but they support community involvement. So things like supplies or refreshments or one-time expenses like that, those would qualify. And the nice thing about this is we don't have this time frame. Sometimes grants have to be submitted during a time frame.
Right.
Yes. These grants can be submitted any time. And the only requirement we ask is a year after you know, they've received the grant funding, is that they file a report with us to let us know how the funding was spent and used to do their grant.
Show that you did exactly what you applied for the grant.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah, and again, you know, what we're looking for ideas that start a conversation among neighbors, you know, or things that, you know, they've always had this idea, but they just really didn't know about how to go about doing it. And so they, you know, connected with other neighbors and be like, oh, you could do this, or do you know this person who could do that? So, you know, making those connections, and it allows them to learn together while they're doing things. So,
okay.
I just have a couple other, you know,
go ahead.
Examples.
Yeah, some other examples.
So, I mean, it just, I want to give people an idea of the possibilities. So one of the other What If grants we funded was the Nakusa Veterans Memorial Wall, and so this was done by Bob Shear, and Bob works at King Veterans Home. So he said he would go to veterans' funerals, and a lot of times, you know, you have the flag on the casket.
Right.
And there was nobody there to take the flag. You know, the family members, maybe they were the last of the family, and so so this flag, there was no place for this flag to go. So he worked with Darla Allen at the Nakusa Library, and they have dedicated the Dr. John and Jermaine Thompson room. They now have flags. So, you know, a lot of times when at the funeral, you would get the flag in the triangle.
Yeah, I got one for my father.
Yes, so, and it's in a case.
Mm-hmm.
So what people have done is they will take these flags. People would donate a flag because they don't want it just being put in an attic somewhere. They want it to be proudly displayed to honor these veteran service. And so they are in this memorial room in Nakusa. So if people who are listening have flags that they would like to donate, I would recommend calling Darla Allen at the Nakusa Library, because they would proudly display these flags. And if they just have the flag, they would put it in the case. And if there are medals, a lot of times you have the veterans' medals, they will display those.
And they'll put the name of this flag honors this veteran.
Absolutely, yep. They have a little plaque under there. It's just a really cool project. But that's another example of what
that's a really neat project.
Isn't that neat? Yeah. Another one we had, you may have heard of the Friends of Rapids Music Festival.
Yes, I've been a part. Yes,
oh, very
I've helped them promote the thing.
Yeah, so we were really proud to support the funding for that, to help support, you know, bringing these bands in.
And supporting local musicians.
Supporting local musicians and bringing people together
right.
over music. I mean, that's wonderful.
Right.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Real example was last night, so you enjoyed a tasty brew from our Rapid River Mashmasters Home
yes.
Brew Club, and that group is fabulous. They actually were birthed out of the Tribune, so home brewers who met and were like, hey, we share a common interest, we should make a club, but they didn't really know how to pull that together. You know, there's some expenses doing some of those things and trying to recruit and get new members, so that group applied for a What If grant, and they received funding to get their club up and running, and so they're out in the community now. They have quite a few club members, and they host different events. They do how to brew events so that they can teach community members that may have an interest in brewing but
right.
weren't really sure if it's something
or are just
drink.
Curious about what goes
yeah.
into a beer.
Yeah, and then you get to taste test. I mean, the best part.
Right,
so.
Right. They had some nice samples there.
They did.
And I took advantage. Well, okay, but yeah, I'm sure that when they started, they didn't realize how much interest there was.
Absolutely. They weren't, you know, they knew that there was a small knit group of them in the community, but now they're seeing folks all across the area. So they have a new member who joined them last night at the Mardi Gras, and he's out of Nakusa. So it's nice to have people coming from all around Southwood County, because there wasn't one here in Wisconsin Rapids. There's one in Stevens Point and Marshfield, but keeping it local for them.
Yeah.
They do a lot of great
traveling. Now you got a local group.
Yep, and they do a lot of great events in the community. I know that they were at the Roaring Good Days this summer brewing and making sure that people get to see what that process is. It's so unique, and it's entertaining to watch. So
okay, that's neat. Okay, so how can someone get an application?
So if they go to Encourage's website, there is a resources page, and that goes directly to the grant application, and I think it probably maybe would take a half hour, 45 minutes to fill out. It's not a lot of time. We just need details on kind of what your plan is, how it's going to build collaboration, and how you're
going
to
build community.
Right, exactly. And, of course, what's your budget, too.
What's your budget, what you're actually going to do.
Yes.
You're kind of like the United Way. If we get this money, it's going to go to this.
Right.
And then when you're done, if you get the money, then you got to file a report later showing this is how it went. Here's the project at its completion.
Exactly. Okay. Yes, and we also have several videos on our website, too, so people can hear the stories of others who have done the What If Grant. So just a really creative ideas that people come up with.
So when you think of sometime, maybe you've been with neighbors or friends, and you go, what if?
Mm-hmm.
There's a grant for that.
Exactly, Carl.
Okay. One of the ways we encourage conversation is with adult conversation. And that can mean debate. It doesn't mean you all have to agree, but it means you respect one another. And one of the initiatives is called Speak Your Peace, and it didn't originate here in Wisconsin Rapids. It started up in the... I think Duluth Superior.
Yes, Duluth, yeah. Superior. You know the story, Carl. That's great.
Duluth Superior area, where they were tired of having limited candidates running for public office. And they were asking, you would make a great candidate for blank. And the person said, I don't want to get into that ugly stuff. Yeah, I got some great ideas, but it's ugly. I don't need that. Speak Your Peace was born out of that. And out of that, Duluth went from a mayoral race one year that had just maybe one or two candidates to a whole vibrant slate of candidates who got involved. And it's basically speak your peace, but with respect.
Yeah, created that foundation for, civil communication.
That's the civil communication. You don't call people fascists. You don't call people pigs. You don't call people you sit and listen and exchange. And sometimes you agree to disagree.
Exactly. That it's not a campaign to end disagreement, just to promote good discussion.
Yeah, manners. The basic manners, the principles, and we can talk about this. Of peace, speak your peace, essentially are what we used to be taught in schools in terms of civil behavior and good manners. And why don't we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's based on 9 tools of civility. So the first being pay attention. The second is listen, because quite often in a debate, we're already thinking about what we're going to say next versus listening and actually hearing what the person has to say.
Right.
So you're always thinking of, well, what am I going to come back with?
Right.
Which is easy to do. So it teaches you how to do that. Being inclusive, not gossiping, showing respect, seeking common ground. So we can agree to disagree, but I'm sure somewhere there's something that we agree upon. We both agree that we want the best for our community.
Right.
We just may have a different approach as to how we might get to that. So sometimes it's agreeing to disagree. Repairing damaged relationships. So that's like an elephant in the room.
Hey, I'm sorry.
I'm just going to leave it hang out there. But
no.
Hey, it's about how do I own it.
What I said was wrong. I apologize.
Absolutely.
And have me and
taking ownership.
Taking ownership.
It's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not.
But it's the right thing to do. And something, a new foundation can be built when you apologize for something that you probably know you should not have done, or something you may have said that was inappropriate and hurtful, but taking the time to say I'm sorry and acknowledging that,
right,
so we can move on. And using constructive language, don't tear people down, build them up.
Right.
And taking responsibility. So these 9 tools are put together in a training session, and we've been doing these training sessions all around the community. Often, it could be in a school, it could be to a church group. So there's different opportunities, and we are happy to share the Speak Your Peace training at any time. They just need to call Encourage, and we'll set one up for them. But right now, we're actively seeking trainers. So we've seen a little uptick in people requesting the Speak Your Peace training. And we're happy to go out in the community and provide the training. But what we would like to see is more residents themselves getting involved in the training and, you know, sharing these nine tools in their networks. So it, not only if folks come in and get trained to be a presenter, they could, you know, help us find networks to get into who might really need this training or where would it benefit someone.
Right.
And so they can help us identify those needs in the community as well. So... we have two offerings for training, and if you're interested in learning more about what that would look like, I would suggest calling the Encourage office, because we're going to be offering training in early March, but we'd be happy to share what would be involved in getting trained.
What's the number to call real quick?
They're going to call the main office, which is 423-3863.
Yeah, it's a lot of organizations have reported great results after having gone through that, and some of them use them like when they have a changeover in membership to do that in the first meeting. Okay, we operate under these principles, and you're going to learn these principles. This is how we do our debates and our discussions in this organization.
Mm-hmm. And just a few little data points, Carl. Since 2008, there have been more than 70 presentations, and that's been at Southwood County area businesses, clubs, churches, nonprofits, schools, and that's, you know, nearly 3,000 people getting Speak Your Peace training. So,
yeah, it's just what it says, Speak Your Peace. Well, that means you speak your peace, and you let the other person speak their peace, and you listen to each other, and you practice the skills of civility.
And it's not just for adults. We've done it in the school system for
kids
and sixth grade students.
I think, like I said, it was the stuff we used to, it was called manners.
Yeah. One great story, speaker piece. This was earlier, Mid-States Cosmetology School got speaker piece training, and they kind of decided to make it their own. So they kind of changed the tools, and they added another one. It was called Q-tip, and it was called Quit Taking It Personally. So they would wear a little Q-tip on their lapel, too.
Yeah.
So just to remind them of the Speak Your Peace tools.
I like that. Quit taking it personally. That's another big... Okay, let's talk about the community survey release event, please.
Yeah, we are so excited to announce, Carl, that we are going to be hosting a event at the PAC on Tuesday, March 13th at 6 p.m., where folks can come together and learn about the results of the late 2017 community survey. So we are very excited because we don't have the results yet. You know, our independent research firm is putting those results together, and so we're going to be learning alongside everybody else. But it's going to be interesting to see what emerges from the survey.
Yeah, so if you took part, and a lot of people did. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you had a very good response, I understand.
Absolutely, we did. And we had a lot of community members trained to go out and host community conversations as a supplement to just those survey questions. And so we had over 59 people trained in the community to go out and have conversations and dig a little deeper into some of the questions, and that was fabulous. So over 600 people participated in those conversations.
So it's March 13th at the PAC. What time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. So,
yes, and we will be videotaping it, too, so if they can't make it to the event, we'll be working with River City's
community media
to get that on so we'll be able to see it.
Okay. Another time of year, scholarship deadline time.
Oh, yes, yes. A scholarship deadline is tomorrow
at
11:59 p.m., students. So... yes, get those. But the beauty of this scholarship platform that we use is when the students enter their information, it's applied immediately then to all scholarships that they're eligible for, because they'll check different information boxes. And then so once they fill that out, it's not like you have to do that for 50 different scholarships. The computer platform will figure that out for you. And there is a common essay that they also need to fill out, but that is also applied. There are a few scholarships that we have that require a different type of essay. So, for example, one is patriotism. But,
okay. I would imagine there's different, each of these scholarships have different groups that do the evaluation.
Well, the organization that we contract with, they do the evaluating, so it's very non-biased.
Okay.
So, and in fact, we have seen our the equity of scholarship distribution go up. Last year, 81% of students who applied for an Encouraged scholarship received one. So if that is an incentive to apply, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so moms, dads, students, you got it till tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 11:59, so
p.m. or
p.m.
p.m. So you got.
But don't put it off till tomorrow.
Yeah, and if you've been working on one, you can re-enter the platform and.
Yes. Yep. It holds it for you. Yes, but things like a lot of times you'll need transcripts from your high school or something like that, so you don't want to throw that at your counselor right at the last.
Yeah. Hey, I need all these transcripts from him. What?
Right, exactly.
But I would imagine with the nature of this and students knowing and their families knowing that it is a very open process and it's very inclusive, that, you know, they got a good chance of getting a scholarship that fits their needs. I would imagine you've seen a spike in the number of applications.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely have. It's been really rewarding to see that the students are taking advantage of it.
Oh, I can't imagine a student that wouldn't.
Right.
I mean, so let's get that. The community survey release event, going back to that for a little bit, after we see the presentation, is there going to be a Q&A opportunity, or how do we follow up on once the event, once we get the results?
Yeah, so the event is going to be, we are hosting the event, but our partner from Network Impact will be coming here to the community to share the results. And once we hear those results, there's going to be time for question and answers. There's going to be time for dialogue. And we need to start as a community thinking about, okay, let's digest what we heard and think about what's next. So when we did our 2012 community survey, we clearly saw four priorities emerge. So we're interested in seeing what's going to emerge this time. Are they the same priorities that we had in 2012? Is there going to be new priorities, or are they all completely different? We're not sure yet, so we're really excited to learn that. And then once we all know that, I think collectively we need to figure out what is our approach, you know, as community leaders, as residents, as businesses, you know, what can we all do to address what we're seeing and also celebrate what we're seeing in that survey as the positives.
And then the survey will be available to organizations, businesses, what have you, churches.
Absolutely.
Who want to have a detailed copy or and.
Yep, so as soon as we get the results, we will certainly make those available. We know that other organizations in the community are still referencing the 2012 survey quite often, and so again, we'll make sure that those are made readily available for everyone to use.
Okay. In the meantime, gang, remember the what-if grants. You've been talking about an idea. There's a grant possibility for you. What if grants? Speak your piece. If you were a part of that, or you could help train others. This is all part of having civil discussion, adult conversation. The Community Survey Release Event, March 13th, PAC, 6 p.m.
Yes.
And don't forget, scholarship deadline, you have until 11:59 tomorrow. That's evening to get it, your scholarships applications completed. Okay. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Great to see you 2 days in a row.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Take care. Have a happy Valentine's Day.